Stand by it. And Bobby Dooley, here it is.
Thank you very much, Steve Dooley, and welcome to episode 54 of the Bobby Dooley Podcast. I am Bobby Dooley. Our announcer is Steve Dooley. And what do you think, Steve?
I think I'm good. I think I got it. I got on it.
I don't think you did get on it, honey. Here's what I'm saying. Your announcing is, and I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, to bedevil you, really, with this. By the way, there's a big word, and we're going to talk about big words that people use. Bedevil, that's a big word. You know what that means, Steve?
Yeah, it means drape a devil on.
Yeah, to drape a devil over. Well, not drape a devil, to get a devil on someone. And now I forgot. God.
Well, I mean, you were going to say, I mean, God.
In any event, what I do want to say is, Steve, I don't know if you're going to make it as our announcer, and I didn't want to bedevil our podcast listeners with me talking to you about your announcing duties.
Well, what, in a nutshell, what's wrong with it?
Well, in a nutshell, this is what you're doing in a nutshell. And now, Bobby Dooley, yeah, you sound spastic, if I may say the word. You sound as if you have muscular dystrophy.
Well, what's that about? God, the one that Jerry Lewis has?
The one that Jerry Lewis has? What are you talking about?
If I might.
Gene Abercrombie. Go ahead, Gene.
No, wait, I don't want Abercrombie crawling all... Get out of here, Abercrombie, go.
What are you talking about, Steve?
Get out of here.
Well, I was gonna...
I don't want Abercrombie crawling all over it.
Well, in any event, Gene, I think, was gonna say that...
Jerry Lewis doesn't have dystrophy.
Jerry Lewis does not have the dystrophy. Okay, so let's be very clear there. Karen Moss Wiley, big shout out to Karen Moss Wiley. One of the people that likened me. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, you say that she's I can't say it because it sounds gay.
What?
If she's a licker?
Liker. Oh, wow, Steve. Do I? Come here.
Oh, man, not on my face.
Ow!
You see, that proves you're a little baby.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you go, ow! So it proves you're baby-like.
Not baby-like.
Yes, you are. You're very similar in mental capacity to an infant, although you are, you know, I have to tell the ladies, he is amazing in the boudoir, or the boudoir. So Karen Moss Wiley, big shout out to you and everything that you are. If you want a shout, well, here's Steve to tell you more. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want a shout out on the Bobby Dooley Podcast, you post a thing, post it, and say, I want one.
It's bad, Steve.
What?
You sound like you got a railroad spike through your head. Do you remember the man who fell and got a railroad spike right through his head and walked to the hospital with a thing sticking out of his head?
Yeah.
You might as well be that guy, because you're just,
Do I look like I got a thing sticking out of my head?
Would you shut up, Steve?
Okay. God, man.
If I may say.
Abercrombie.
I want Abercrombie. Go ahead, Gene.
If I may, you don't look as if you have a spike in your head, Steve, but you talk like you have one through your head coming out your eye. That's how serious you sound.
Well, okay, but I don't believe it.
Well, it doesn't matter to me. And Jerry Lewis doesn't have muscular dystrophy, multiple sclerosis.
Not polio?
Jesus. Thank you, Gene.
Well,
all right, let's talk about the big words. Let's get this elevated very quickly. Although what I want to talk about doesn't have anything to do with big words being okay. It's about those friends that use the big words to make you think they're just so smart. Now, the other day, Susan Lucia Branson, she says it's Lucia, Lucia, is that it?
Yeah, well, it looked like Lucia, and that's why I said it.
Well, you spelled it here L-U-C-K-I-A, which I'm reading as Lucky or Luckia.
Yeah.
Well, what is it, Steve?
Well, she spells it L-U-C-I-A. Forget it.
What a joke, honey. That probably is Lucia.
Like I love Lucia?
Ow!
Anyway...
Wish you wouldn't do that, because...
Steve, you are very lippy today.
I'm sorry.
You are really lippy and mouthy. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to make you go and sit with Gene Abercrombie and listen to him and learn and take notes. I'll make you Gene Abercrombie. Well...
You make him my bitch.
That's right. You'll be Gene Abercrombie. Gene M. DeCombie.
Ha, 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 ha.
Ouch!
All right. Time now for today's big word that a friend used that I thought was completely unnecessary. And I looked at her and I went, oh my God, what's that about? Susan Lucia Branson said that she uses... a variety of ways to wake up in the morning, but she said mostly she, quote, delegates that to her alarm clock. Now, we were talking about, well, you can have someone from work call you. You can use your iPhone alarm. Susan said, though, she, quote, delegates that to her alarm clock. And I looked at her, and so did Karen Campuchia Activa, and a lot of us, and we went, what? And I went, are you for real? And she looked just as stunned. She looked back at us with that look that people will give you when they're feeling defensive but also superior to you, you know?
Well, she thought she was better than you, but also she knew she was dumb.
Exactly. She knew she was being dumb. And I go, are you kidding? What does that mean? And so did, and the other gals said the same thing. We all looked at her and we went, what? And she said, delegate, as in, and she gave a big explanation for it. And I said to her, you know, all that does, Susan, is alienate you from us and the upcoming quarterly Circle of Taste balloting, which I know you desperately want to be a part of as a nominee and then a member. Am I right or am I wrong? I looked at her, and I looked her straight in the eyes, and she said, yes, she did. And I said, then why would you use that word to make me feel like I'm a brain-dead thing swimming in a lagoon? And she said, I don't know. So I looked at the other gals, and we all went, you know something? Let's go get a glass of wine. And we left Susan standing there, looking befuddled and disheveled, or disheveled, as she, and see, that's a big word, which I'm using that's good. Because you see, when you're talking just as friends, you don't start going, oh, I delegated. Oh, I'm going to delegate. You don't start talking like you think you're so great. You talk normal. If you're on a boycast like this one, you'll say things like, Susan looked all disheveled. Or Susan looked all disheveled. Right, Steve?
Yeah, I don't know. To me, you sound almost like the thing from a lagoon again. Uh-oh.
Ow!
So, you're going to have to suck it up and cinch it up here, Steve, because you sound like a little boy. You know that?
I'm just trying to...
Oh, go sit down, Steve. Go sit down and suck your thumb or something. I don't know. Consider the things you've done today that are so... Ugh. Ugh.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm all icky. God, last night, I gave you the ride of your...
Don't you ever talk about our sex on the podcast.
May I say something? It's called a podcast. A podcast. You're driving me and Rick Wiffner and Rick's brother, Carl Wiffner, the other announcer, ape. You're driving us up a tree full monkey. We're going to go monkey on you.
Well, you're not going to go monkey on me. You're not going to go chimp. Because we all know what that means.
Yeah, that means you're going to like go get all, eat her face and everything.
I'm not talking about eating your face. I'm just saying you're making me ape-like with your stupid
Go into the booth, Gene Abercrombie, and get ready for your announcements. Look, I'll wrap this up simply by saying this. What are you smiling at?
Gene Abercrombie just the...
Oh!
So I'll wrap this up by saying the following thing. Forget it. Gene Abercrombie, you're gay. Fag.
What?
Bobby Dooley's Wardrobe by Jesse's Grandmother. The Bobby Dooley Podcast. Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved. On the Sideshow Network.